Hello, hello. It's a solo episode today. It's one that I've been dying to do really since we started the podcast because it's something that I wish I had when I was weaning my daughter 4 years ago and then even my son just a few months ago. And that is a podcast about schedules and adding meals. I feel like I'm not even exaggerating. This is really one of the main questions that we're asked on our weaning calls, in our DMs and comments. Really, everyone wants to know how and when to add in meals, like what to do with the milk, what to do with the naps. And I just thought, let's just take time to sit together and chat through it because there's really no right or wrong. There's really no reason to worry, but it is really worrying. So the first thing I'm going to say is that everybody says every baby is different, right? And it's something that you hear again and again, and to the point where it sort of stops meaning anything. I don't know if you feel this way, but I feel this way. I feel like people are just saying to me, every baby's different. And I'm like, yeah, but like what's the right thing? You know, like I know every baby's different, but what's the like gold standard, right? And let me tell you, with my daughter Liba, I was shamelessly, like I was doggedly in pursuit of this gold standard. I wanted to do everything absolutely perfectly to the extent that I was militant about routine. I was militant about how much she was eating. I made myself a bit crazy, if I'm honest, like about how much and what and when. And as a result, our weaning process followed a very rigid, I would say very straightforward path. I introduced things, I added one meal and then the next. And I had this feeling of like, oh, why don't people get it? Like you just have to be militant, right? With my son, I was much more laid back. I had a much different connection with him, which I can talk about in a different episode because it is something that's still really I'm like working through. And I didn't find it straightforward at all weaning, even though it's my job, even though it's something that I do day in and day out is talk about weaning with my son. I really kind of struggled to get my head around mealtime and milk feeds and naps in the same way that so many parents were saying to us they're struggling. And I'm not exaggerating, genuinely not exaggerating. It's probably our number one question is how and when to add on meals. Because when you're starting out on weaning, like it's so overwhelming, you know? It's like you finally, like it's around 6 months, it feels like you finally got your head around the milk feeds. You've kind of gotten into a rhythm. Maybe your baby's doing more reliable naps or, you know, less, I don't know, I'm not saying they are, mine definitely weren't. But like there's a bit more of a rhythm to the day. And yet then you add in solids and it can feel very overwhelming. So I know I found it really reassuring, and I know other parents tell me that they find it reassuring when actually you find out that really your baby can set the pace. And you wouldn't expect a baby to be on three meals a day comfortably until about 9 months old. So you can take your time with weaning. I was in such a rush with my daughter Liba. I was in such a rush to just get her onto solids. And part of that was a kind of fraught feeding process we don't need to go into, but I really wanted her to be comfortably on solids. And the fact that my son didn't take to it as well, and he was that kind of almost textbook child of rejecting solids and just wanting his milk, and knowing in my, you know, knowing that actually I can take my time with this, because these first 6 months, you know, yes, what they eat matters. I'm not going to say it doesn't matter. And yes, it matters that they get the right vitamins and they get the right minerals and they get all the nutrients that they need from solids. But there's also a really big learning curve, and some babies do just take to it quicker than others. So knowing that, there's really no right or wrong. And I think that's important when you also think about what meal to introduce or when to introduce the solids, at least when you're thinking about your first meal of the entire process. Because a lot of people, especially like older people or more common books that are out there, they'll say, start with breakfast or start with an 11 a.m. I think is what it is. Like start with that mid-morning meal. And the truth is that doesn't work for a lot of parents. We speak to so many parents every week who are like, but I take my baby to a music class and that's my saving grace of the week is to go out to this music class where I see other moms. So how can I, am I going to start missing that class to give solids? And that's a question that keeps coming up. So I always say, don't worry about which meal is first. If it works for your family to start with a little bit of solids at 5 p.m., start with those solids at 5 p.m. If you're up and at them and you want to try at 8 a.m., try at 8 a.m. There is something to be said introducing a bit earlier in the day, because you know, then you can look for reactions, you can monitor any tummy issues, but there's really no right or wrong. And there's no, you know, parent jail for introducing dinner first. And there's no parent jail for choosing a time that works for your schedule because you're not relaxed at, let's say, 11 a.m. because you want to get to that music class. So that's the first thing, is to pick a meal that feels right for you. And it doesn't need to be the same one every day. So if you go to a music class at 12 on a Thursday, but 10 on a Tuesday, you can do your meals at different times. I remember being petrified that I was going to confuse my baby or somehow ruin everything by not doing everything consistently day in and day out. And when it comes to weaning, it's just not the case. You have to see it as a kind of continuum, as a progression, as a journey, really. And so, yeah, you're not gonna ruin anything by offering solids at different times, at least not in the beginning, certainly. So you'll start with one meal and let your baby really get a handle on that meal. So if it's breakfast, if it's lunch, if it's dinner, even if you're starting on solids at different times of the day, eventually you're going to consolidate down to one meal that they've got down pat. Like, they know that that's their meal. For us with Arthur, it was breakfast. It was the easiest meal of the day for me to do personally because it's when we're all together as a family. I was already giving breakfast to my daughter. She doesn't get it at school. So I was making breakfast anyway. So it made it very easy to just tack on for Arthur. And then he got used to breakfast and that was his breakfast. I didn't drop any milk feeds. I would not advise actively dropping a milk feed unless there are real issues, in which case, of course, consult with your own healthcare professional. But finding those pockets of time. So yeah, for us, it was breakfast. He took it really well. Then he'd go straight down for a nap and the rest of the day was more or less the same. After it felt like for a while, like, okay, like breakfast is going all right. Should I try another meal? That one I found trickier. I found breakfast and dinner the kind of easier ones for me to start with Arthur, because at least those meals were sort of always the same time of day roughly for my daughter. And so then I could introduce for Arthur at the same time. And sometimes, I'm not gonna lie, sometimes I gave the milk first, sometimes I gave the milk after. I really did a lot of trial and error to find not only what worked for him, but what worked for us. And so that's why I'm gonna say it all episode long. There's no right or wrong. There's just trial and error until you find the rhythm that makes sense for you and your family. Write that down, put it on your refrigerator. You cannot do this wrong. What you are doing with weaning is finding the rhythm that works for your family. So sometimes Arthur was too hungry for solids, so we started with milk. Other times I saw he was filling up on his milk and not wanting solids, so I'd give some solids first the next time and then follow up with milk. And then eventually I did have to sort of force in that third meal. He still wasn't taking it very confidently. He still didn't really want it. And so I was sort of wedging it in before his kind of midday nap. I'd like put him in the high chair for like 5 minutes, like, okay, you need to eat something now, just to try to get him a bit on getting into the rhythm of these three meals a day. But yeah, you wouldn't. And I guess it was like 9-10 months that he was really like confidently expecting those meals and eating those meals and happy to eat them. And another question that comes up a lot, like all the time for parents that's related to this topic, is around snacks and how do I add snacks and what's a good snack and what should I give for a snack? Really, a baby under the age of 12 months doesn't really need snacks. I wouldn't prioritize it. You can focus on their milk. They're definitely getting enough from their milk and from the foods that they're eating while weaning to meet their nutritional needs. And even now, Arthur's just one. He's still not really on snacks. On occasion, he'll have some fruit in the morning, kind of mid-morning. But really, he doesn't really need it. He's not actually hungry for it. So if you consider that your baby's probably still having, you know, some milk on waking up and then maybe a bit of milk mid-morning and then milk after a nap and then milk maybe before bed, that is sort of like their snack. And then what you can do is around the age of 12 months is replace some of that milk with a snack. Now, plenty of babies like my daughter, once they discover the world of solids, no longer care for milk. And so she dropped her bottles almost immediately. She was down to just a morning feed and just a nighttime feed. And even then, I think she went to like just a nighttime feed for a really long time. And again, I wouldn't worry. If your baby is dropping it themselves, that's great. And what you have to do then as a parent is just to make sure that they're getting a lot of nutritious foods during the day. So sources of calcium, sources of vitamin D, sources of protein, these will all make up for the vitamins that maybe they're missing out on from formula. But what I wouldn't do is if a baby's showing that they want to cut down on their milk, I wouldn't cut down on solids to up the milk. Like this process is a sort of continual journey, trial and error, seeing what works, seeing what doesn't work. And eventually the goal is by 12 months that they're comfortably and confidently eating solids as part of the family. So I would take it as encouragement if they want to drop their milk feeds. It means that they're very confidently taking solids. So yeah, that's my advice around that. So this is a relatively short episode, and I hope it served to reassure you that there's no right or wrong. It's totally fine to prioritize yourself. It's fine to prioritize your own family's rhythms, because ultimately your baby has to slot into your life. And that's going to lead to a much healthier place of well-being, I think, if everything sort of in flow together and you're not trying to just squeeze a mealtime into something that just doesn't work. And give it time. Be patient. You may find that your baby loves it and flies through weaning and is all of a sudden, you know, hungry for more food than for milk, and you respond to those needs. Or equally, you may find that you need to do a tiniest bit of nudging and just reassuring your baby about solids. I always say, like, weaning is such a test for the parent to see how you respond to your baby's needs. It's about learning to respond in a different way than up until this point you've had to, because the needs become a tiniest bit more complex. But stay firm in your own understanding of what your family wants and what your family needs. Be reassured that there is no right, there's no wrong, no one's judging, and if they are, they're just not worth your time. Find what works for you. And we here at Mama Made, we're here to support. We want to hear how you're going, because we get so many questions day in and day out about what's right, what's not right. And the more stories we have to share, it's really like currency, like the richer we are about understanding how families function and how other people are doing it, because it really does take a village. Comment, please share how your weaning journey went. How did adding meals go for you? How did milk feeds go for you? I really want to hear. I've got two weaning journeys to share. That's just two, and I'd love to hear more. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah, just hope you have a great day.